Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
We're starting now.
Hi, Brian.
Hi.
Hi.
Good to see you here.
Good to be here.
Thanks for putting on your best kimono today, Sensei.
Yeah, Sensei. Yeah. What do senseis bless? Bless you. I don't know. What's a sensei say?
They train you in karate, I think. Oh. Did you remember the Karate Kid? Wax on, wax off, snatched pebble from my hand, grasshopper. No?
Not really.
You were somewhere else mentally in the 80s.
I was. Well,
but welcome back.
Thank you.
To Earth.
It's glad to be here.
And it looks like we're talking about Annie.
Annie.
Oh, my gosh. People are still doing Annie.
And you know what? It was Stage 62 production at, and I love saying this, Carnegie Music Hall and the Carnegie Library in Carnegie.
Well, yeah, because Carnegie built them everywhere, so you've got to specify this is the Carnegie and Carnegie. So have you seen they shortened it? Carnegie is what
they call
it. I think that's the website, actually, carnegiecarnegie.com.
I know, but I like to say the whole thing.
Okay.
Okay, so this show was amazing for a local, community theater group. It was huge. It was an enormous production.
There's a lot of orphans, yeah.
Yeah, well, there must have been about a dozen of these adorable, talented, sweet little girls that were so cute. They were dancing and acrobatics, really cool choreography. And the set was amazing, just moved everywhere seamlessly. Nobody, it's how sometimes you see them running into each other with a set or tripping over it. Everything was like very smooth. And Rob James directed this, and how he corralled all those kids and all those adults. There must have been 45 people on the stage often at one time.
That alone is a job.
It's
when you got all those kids running around.
And it was
but
really.
But it's also a great gimmick to sell tickets. Cast a lot of kids. And all the families come, so that's...
And they were adorable. Yeah. The little girl that played Annie was the understudy. I happened to hit the night the understudy, and her name was Chloe Griffin. She was just adorable. Normally, it's Nora Hoyle that is the regular Annie, but I caught the understudy. Just adorable. So talented, so sweet, and I'm sure that Nora is too. I'd like to go back and see her.
What night did you go? Opening night?
I went Friday, and I think Thursday was the first night it was open.
Okay. So the night after opening.
Yeah, but everything just worked so well. The costumes were really, really phenomenal for the orphans and all of them. The whole cast was very talented. I can't name them all. Like I said, there were like 40.
That's a lot of orphans.
Well... There were a lot of adults, too,
not just
the orphans. But the one I have to mention played Miss Hannigan, Becky Toth.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know her?
Yeah, I met her once.
Oh,
she's pretty funny.
Oh, my gosh. She is hilarious. And she played this role with such great humor and just had me and everybody else laughing. It was really lighthearted, a delightful, energetic, sweet production.
Annie. How many times have you seen this show?
Believe it or not, this is only my second time. Yeah. I saw it when it was first out years and years ago in San Francisco.
Wow.
Long time
How
ago.
How was that?
It was good.
Yeah.
They had a real dog. This they used a puppet.
Oh, no, you've got to, because, you know what it costs to have, like, an animal wrangler and an animal trainer for these things?
Well, the puppet was adorable.
I think you never know if it's going to, go, nuts and run into the audience or,
I know.
The restroom.
That would really be bad. The one
like
thing
that.
I did notice about this production that was kind of a detriment, the sound on the mics was turned up so loud.
That theater is so hard on sound because it's built for acoustics before microphones were invented. So, when you start putting a band in there, a microphone, it gets wacky. Yeah, it's very hard to control sound in there. And usually it's the band that's always too loud.
And you know what? The orchestra this time did not overplay the singers. The singers were the ones that were a little bit
I think maybe
high
that's,
volume.
That's what you got to do in that space, just to be heard over the... Because I've been in done shows there where that's been the issue. It's a tricky space sound-wise. But we've heard, you and I have gone, we've heard vocalists. We heard Marianne Cornetti in there. Sounded beautiful.
Yeah.
You know?
I sang in there.
How that
didn't sound
that doesn't
so
work
beautiful.
For, that doesn't work for everybody. We can't blame the acoustics for everything, Lottie. Come on.
No, it wasn't beautiful. Not
all right.
When I sang.
But may I borrow this for a second?
Sure.
This lovely red program. Annie
like
is
Annie's
running.
Hair.
That's right.
Red, red.
It's running through the 19th at the Andrew Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall in Carnegie.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.